One of the melachas, one of the 39 melachas, is goizes. Goizes is shearing the wool off the back of the sheep in the preparation to making a beged. First you shear the wool, you cut the wool off, then they wash it, they comb it out, and then they make a material out of it. This melacha of goizes is not just by shearing the wool off the back of the animal, but it also comes up often by any person. It's removing something which is attached to the body, which seems to be extra to the body, or something which is normally removed without any pain, like hair and nails, which means that cutting hair or pulling out hair that's attached to the body, whether it's on the head, the beard, or the payas, wherever it may be, pulling out the hair, that would be an isser of goizes. Even though normally goizes is done, the melacha is done with a kli, you don't just pull the hair off the back of the sheep, you shear it with a tool, with a scissor. However, when it's normal to be done differently by hand, it could be also isser deraisa, at least the isser derabanan. So the Mishmaru goes on further, the Mishmaru speaks about pulling off pieces of skin that are attached to a person, little cuticles or pieces of skin, sometimes on the lips, on your fingers, which could get very tempting on Shabbos to pull that piece off. And Mishmaru says that since it's the derech to pull it off with your hands, or it's normal to bite it with your teeth, it could be possibly a issur d'oraisa. Therefore, one who's in such a situation has to find the eitzah, put a band-aid on the finger that the nail is loose, or on where the piece of skin is, in order to prevent one from pulling it off on Shabbos. And this is even if it's a dead piece of skin, but it's still attached to the body, to remove it would be a issur of goizes. Sometimes one has a scab, which is just dry blood on the skin. But pulling off the scab, even though the scab itself may not be attached to the body, but a lot of times it bleeds, which is the issur by itself. Or sometimes with the scab, you pull off some skin, which will go into this issur. Included in this halacha brings us to the question that's asked, can I brush my hair on Shabbos? Am I allowed to brush my hair? Now, since when one brushes the hair, they look at the brush afterwards, in most cases, somewhere along the way, even though it's not in each stroke, but throughout the brushing of the hair of the head, he has hair in the brush. That means it's a psik ratio, what we call it. It's inevitable. It's going to happen that when brushing hair, you're going to pull out hair. So therefore, one's not allowed to brush the hair on Shabbos unless they have a special brush with soft bristles, and they do it gently, and they need to have a brush which is miyuchid for Shabbos. Then there will be mutter. Another interesting case that's discussed is if someone has a band-aid on the area where there's hair. He has a band-aid on his hand, and now he wants to remove the band-aid. It's bothering him, he wants to remove the band-aid. By pulling the band-aid off, he'll be pulling out hair with it. So over here, in this case, this specific case, would be mutter for different reasons, because it's not the normal way of pulling out hair. It's also not, you're not mechavin to pull out the hair. Could be even a kilkel, you don't want to lose the hair. There are many tzirufim in order to be matzirut when it's needed, when someone's in pain and they need to pull off that band-aid. There are different paiskim that talk about different ideas that they would nizern. There were those that wouldn't stick their hands in their beard on Shabbos. Or if the story, I think, with Arizal, they once put his hand in, he didn't remove it. Until the end of Shabbos, he was worried about possibly pulling out a hair. Those hairs which are loose already, that just come out very easily, that's not going to be goizes. But again, if you're pulling at it or really scratching an area where there's hair, that's where it's possible to come to the system. So sometimes it could be challenging, especially on Shabbos, when you know you can't do it. As soon as Shabbos is over, then all of a sudden it's doesn't bother you. But like I said, it could be sometimes if you have that, just put a band-aid over it, so then it'll be less challenging. Good Shabbos.